you sign the Missouri Shrimp Cubs, we'll be taking the Budweiser 30. Soon, the Missouri Shrimp Cubs, along with the California Rockies Shrimp, are also going to be in action. If you run your plans, please note, gates are open 2 hours earlier at 3 p.m. Everybody arrives early for the contract autograph session, games for the kids, original Tommy's Hamburgers, hot dogs are going to be there. Run will start at 7. We have plenty of tickets for everyone. After the game, they'll have a ready back on Saturday. Don't worry, it will not sell out. Everybody will get in. And reminder, if you have a residence, you got to get a valid driveway to the Paris address. You take it off and you get it for free Saturday, July 2nd. We'll update that information at the end of this interview. And the guy we're talking about is the winner just about 5 years ago at Aerosol Speedway. And it's awesome going to Austin. What are you doing on this hot day? I know you're going to be doing better Saturday because the temperature's going to go down about 11 or 12 degrees.
Putting this car together and getting her done this weekend for Paris and San Diego on Friday night.
Where are you at?
We're in the border of Fullerton and Anaheim, but it's in Anaheim. Lemon and the 91.
Yeah.
for the Mariners. That's when I shine, and that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, I love the same exact Santa Maria and heavy track. I kind of like that. So Paris has become one of my favorite tracks, and I've been fast there for the last 2 years. So,
you might have a lot of confidence there. Just did a 3-9 to make a lot of this before you get back to the pass on the second. You expect to get a win there?
I have a little bit more confidence of going to Santa Maria this weekend. I might finish out of the top four in Santa Maria. We're excited to go to Santa Maria, then the next day go to the pass.
Back to the fire for a minute. One of the most exciting drivers in history, a West Coast sprint race. You got to do something very few sons get to do. You got to race against your father. How big of a deal was that for you?
I had a couple of races with him. We were battling for position, and I think that's every person. As you're growing up, watching your dad race, and when you finally get on the track and race against him, and then race against other guys, it's a good feeling. And then you race with your brothers also. So I think at one point, an accomplishment.
You got to one of my brothers talking about racing against your brothers. That's a cool thing to do. Do you guys all have different driving styles?
I mean, you can probably tell, and I'm a little more aggressive, and, I'll if you're watching, and, a little bit more cautious. Logan kind of just came out, so he's a little more cautious, and, he's learning, he's getting faster, so he's got to get together. Older brother Cody, he's doing pretty good this year. He's pretty cool too, but he's
talking about having a different driving style than your brothers, and I think you've got a different driving style than your father. I mean, your dad was more calculating, waiting for the right opportunity to power. You are pretty exciting. Your dad is so proud to use the entire racetrack, and you're always on the attack. How does that style develop?
Back on. on the track. And but yeah, going back to any pressure on it, there's no pressure I have in my dad. I'll just go out there.
You have to be so proud of that guy being a National Sprint Car Hall of Famer and all he has accomplished. You know, the amount of respect that he doesn't come in for everybody. That's got to be good for you guys.
Yeah, it's amazing that he had like that. I mean, he obviously did all the stuff that he did.
Let's talk about your last, how you do the pass, and out of the ballpark at Wells Speedway. The obvious question is what happened to Cutler? And was it qualified for second lap?
Yeah, qualified first. Well, it all started bad when in hot laps, one of the lines up to the steering box, one of the fittings literally snapped off. So there's dripping all over me. Before I went out to qualify, I had no time to make, and I just went out there and qualified. But first lap, I decided I had a little bit more water, and there's always a little issue getting in one, and I got there a little hot. Jack, another car. it's two of our cars that I that we put together. One half, the front half was one car, and the back half was from another car. So Jeff Wallace put it together, and I have a good feeling about it.
From Vane Ledger, we realized the fact that people that was Photoshop. Like, that was the real deal. Do you know how much notoriety that has been gained all over the world?
And then once in a while during the summer. I did a little bit last week. You know, just out working on the radio. It's relaxing. And it's a good time. Yeah, I mean, my Supersonic, Yellowtail Shootout. And there are 55 boats in this tournament, and me and Kyle got it done. We went for a little bit, and won some other draft pots and stuff that we shared, and it was a great time, you know. We have an Instagram page, you know, Team Catfish. We recruited a bunch of friends to go out and fish, and we're starting to learn right now, and we're starting to get it done, so it's a great time.
Here and there, and oh wow, that worked, or that worked.
he was let's see, he came around 2 years ago. He moved here from Illinois. He worked for 100% for 4 years. He was working with older brother Cody on medical. He got in the shop one day and he never left. I'm glad we're around and we're good together.
Enjoy the early festivities on our session games for the bridge. That first race is going to be at